And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and we are in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup overlooking the San Diego Landings and the largest sport fishing fleet in the world right here with Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We're having a great time talking some tackle.
Overlooking the greatest tackle store in the world, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Don't have any Marcos here to dispute that.
Some would say, right?
Some would say that. We're having a great time. Time here this morning. If you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. The phones have been absolutely packed solid. Everybody always wants to talk to Doug, but man, we've got plenty of time to be taking your calls here in the second hour, and we're looking forward to it. Also, text the show. So many great texts have been coming through. We're going to try to read a bunch of them here in the second hour, and not only are we taking your phone calls, taking your texts, answering your questions, we are giving away such a great prize, man. If you didn't hear at the beginning of the show today, one lucky caller is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This is the local kind. The frame is that soft black with sea blue and gray color. The lens is that awesome blue Hawaii lens, and of course it's got that great Maui Jim super thin glass.
Yeah, courtesy of Maui Jim, and thanks to Maui Mikey for we're back on the team again for 2021, and
I love that.
We'll be giving away one pair of Maui Jims each month.
Right on. Sweet.
You can look forward to that, and we figured since Doug is a dealer, we're giving one away today.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
We sell a lot of Maui.
Yeah, a lot of Maui Jims.
And a lot of that style, too. That local kind is
a really
great pair.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's jump into those jam-packed phones.
Right? Sounds good to me. Bruce from Lemon Grove is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Bruce, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as usual.
Morning, Bruce.
Hello?
Yeah, we got you, buddy.
Hey, I ended up through picking up a Finnor MA-20. Doug, you familiar with that at all?
Well, I'm familiar with the Finnor line, and I know over the years there have been many different series. The MA series, is that a more modern series, or is that one of the older ones? Can you kind of describe it? I know they had the Finnor Light series.
It's like a lever drag with adjustable drag on the side type thing. It's actually got a lot of bells and whistles. That's why I was calling you.
And when you say an adjustable drag, is this a lever drag two-speed reel?
Yes. No,
okay.
Single speed.
It's a single speed. Okay. And being a 20 size, I'm imagining that relates to the old Marlin size 20. It's probably about the size of a Talica 20. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, about the same size.
The one thing with that reel, it might make a good local troller of some sort. The fact that it doesn't have a two-speed feature and it's a reel of that size, it's not going to be an ideal bluefin reel or, you know, a bigger game reel like that. And historically, the Finnors have had a more gradual cam. So when you push that lever forward, you might go from free spool when the lever's all the way back. And when you go all the way up to strike, I mean, on a reel like that, you may only get 10 pounds of drag or 12 pounds, where we like to get 20 or 25, even 30. So I don't know if that's, if they've changed their game to be more West Coast friendly, but
because those reels were designed, a 20 was designed to fish 20 pound test IGFA Marlin.
Yeah, Sailfish and Marlin. Although we're just looking at this online right now, and it does look like it's a more current reel that's probably been upgraded a little bit. The only thing that concerns me is that it does not have a two speed. So I think it's just probably going to be a good local troller for school size fish. It looks like a beautiful reel there, but I just don't think it's going to be your flat fall reel, you know, go-to for the big tuna.
Depending on gear ratio and height, if it is indeed, you know, similar to the TAC-20, might make a good yo-yo jig reel,
sure,
or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, if the speed is up there at an appropriate level, might be your, you know, your yo-yo jig yellow or something.
If you've got
like
a 5-to-1 gear ratio or even a 4-to-1, you know, 4.5-to-1 on a reel that big of a diameter spool.
Yeah.
And it also depends on the free spool. And I don't know how, you know, originally those didn't free spool that well because they were trolling reels. But I don't know if you'd ever be in San Diego area and wanted to come down to the shop, we'd love to see it and assess it for you.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Here's an interesting, and this is a good question, an interesting text, and it's from Todd, National City. It says, Doug, what are some braid-ready tuna rods at your store? Braid-ready meaning the ceramic guides that don't groove. So that's an interesting question because there's some misnomers about braid and what they do to guides.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's not that interesting of a question because of all the modern high-quality rods, so, you know, CalStar, Shimano, right on down the line, Seeker, United Composites, Phoenix, all of these rods that are being built to fish heavier lines, say 50 to 130, all the heavier, you know, with a two-speed reel, rail rods, big tune, all that.
Right.
Those guides are absolutely fine on all of those rods. So
now would a stainless steel rod still work?
It would work. You're not seeing hardly any stainless steel guides anymore.
You just don't see them, stainless steel guides.
Exactly. Now, you might find a chrome-plated brass guide on a real old rod, and those will groove.
Oh, okay.
But a true stainless steel guide, we really haven't had any.
Haven't seen any.
But there haven't been that many of them fished. I mean, it was kind of during the transition over to the more ceramic, you know, we call them ceramic. They're very high-tech composites that they put in these guide rings now. But, you're not going to have a problem.
So you just don't see much.
We don't.
Stainless steel guides anymore.
CalStar West Coast rods still come with a traditional ringed pack bay stainless steel guide and absolutely no braid.
That's not going to groove.
We don't sell a quality of rod that is low enough that would be an impact from you. You know what I mean? Like you have to get. You got to be way down there, you know.
So if you have an old bamboo rod, it's probably not the right guide.
Yeah, if you have agate guides. What has Spectra been out over 20 years? I have yet to see a groove guide.
Yeah.
Ever.
All right.
And I mean, even in that stainless steel guide, like you're talking, you go out and buy a CalStar West Coast, you know, 64, 65, a rod that would legitimately fish, you know, bigger blue fins and has a stainless steel guide, you'd fish straight braid on that thing all day long and not have an issue ever. I mean, for the lifetime of that thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Good. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, man. Well, how about this time we talk to Doug? He's calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey,
hi,
is this
good
Doug?
Name there, Doug.
Man, you've got a good name. Your parents were really smart when they named you.
How many different guides are out there currently anyway? Like the Fuji guides, ceramic guides, or whatever. How many out there actually out there right now? What do you recommend for each application?
There are several kind of prominent ones. Obviously, Fuji. You've got the guides from Batson, the Alps guides. You've got the Pack Bay guides. You've got the roller guides, you know, from AFTCO and some, you know, other ones that they use back east that, you know, we really don't tap into. But there are unbelievably, you know, diverse guides out there from multiple companies, but those are the ones that we mainly use here, and those have all, you know, there's a good variety from light freshwater up to super heavy duty saltwater. You know, they always call me the tackle guru. Rick is the rod component guru now, although I you know, have evolved with this thing. But
has he taught you everything he knows?
Yes.
No, it's the opposite. I know that stuff from Doug.
As my dad used to say, I taught him everything he knows, but I didn't teach him everything I know. But did I miss anything major?
No,
let's talk about roller guides, and of course, AFCO makes the finest.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at building, like you have for me, a rail rod or a bent butt rod for a big bluefin, you're using those big AFCO guides, right?
Sometimes, I think, is the right way to answer that. You know, there's lots of ways to skin the cat, and the rod that we built for you that I really like, that has AFTCO wind-on roller guides,
so
which are unique in that they're a larger-framed guide that don't make sense on a casting or bait-fishing rod that you're hanging on to all the time, but that rod that you have is a specific purpose. You're going to troll up a big, giant bluefin on a yummy flyer or a frozen flyer, and it's going to spend its time either in the gunwale grinding on a big one or in a belt and harness grinding on a big one. You're not hanging on to it, so ultra heavy duty components aren't going to create a problem for you. And we used AFTCO wind on rollers because the knot clearance in them is really large, so if you have a flag on your yummy flyer to help find it, you know, like landscaper's tape or something like that, those have a clearance in the guide that's so large that you can just wind that flag right onto the reel without having to make a stop. Those guides aren't right for every scenario. But
so
would they not do, so
that wouldn't be the right guide for going on a sport boat on a rail rod?
I don't think so.
There's no need for it.
It's not like it wouldn't work. Yeah. I mean, it certainly would work. It's a great guide, but there wouldn't be the advantage there like there might be for what you're doing.
Yeah, so would you stick for a rail rod? Would you stick with a roller guide or would you go to a ring guide?
You do a ring guide. The roller guides were invented when all you had to fish with was monofilament, mm-hmm. and the abrasion was the huge thing. And now with Spectra, that you don't worry as much about abrasion because mm-hmm. that stuff is so tough. Where we see a lot of roller guides used is in the trolling for, you know, the Bisbee style blue marlin fishing, even striped marlin fishing, where you have a longer monofilament top shot. And you're trying, you know, the roller guides, there's no doubt their abrasion resistance, you know, is way higher, way better. So you're not going to wear out that monofilament. But when you're running 150, 200-pound Spectra through a guide, you don't really need that. And the roller guides do require a little bit of maintenance. If the roller's not rolling, you're fishing effectively a ring guide. So roller guides definitely viable for certain situations. And any time we build a 130 bent butt, you know, Bisbee style rod, it has to have the super heavy duty style roller guides. But for the kind of fishing we do here, you rarely see them.
Okay. You're seeing a much larger percentage of ring guides now than we did in the past, and that's just due to a factor of the line. Doesn't mean that the roller guides don't still have their place. But where it was 90% roller guide rods on heavy tackle, it's that number's dwindling more and more and more just on the style of fishing.
Because the old style, when you get a long range rod build, it was all roller
always.
Guides. Always.
Always
all roller.
They were single speed with monofilament, so they were always short and they always had roller guides.
Yeah. And now, you know, the amount of mono or fluorocarbon that's on there, you know, for the most part, like a lot of top shots are barely even touch the reel by the time you're putting the gaff into the thing. So, you know, if that line was rolling, you know, was wearing over those guides for long periods of time, you're going to have line wear and potentially lose your fish. Well, now it's that Spectra going over the guides for the long period of time, and your top shot often is so short that by the time the connection's on the reel, they're already sinking the gaffs in them, and you don't have to worry about the line wear.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
That was great. All right, let's do another John. This is John from Escondido. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. As always, it's a great show, and, you know, most of the questions already been asked. Even Pete started, you know, poking and getting questions asked that we wanted to ask. So, you know, shame on you, Pete.
Feeling your questions, you know, right? Well, I have questions,
right?
Too. And I'm the host, so I can do that.
You are the host. The host is with the mostest. But, hey, Doug, I always enjoy coming into your store because you surround yourself with great people. Ricky's one of them, you know. And you're always there, and you know you got a wealth of knowledge, and you're always fun to talk to. And so, thank you very much for making it a fun place to start your fishing trip, you know, and end your fishing trip with the boats that we go out on and the tackle that you supply us with.
That's awesome, and I want to revisit what you said. Our crew is made up of like fish crazy.
They're crazy.
And yeah,
just
they are.
Some of the best quality people in the industry, and I tell them all the time, you know, and it's not an arrogant statement, but we have one of the best tackle stores in the country, and it's because of you guys. They take it seriously. even while they're shooting rubber bands at each other. But when it's time, when it's game time, and it comes down to, you know, outfitting somebody, they know how to do it. They do it from the heart, wanting that person to succeed in fishing. And so I really appreciate you pointing that out. I cannot say enough about our crew. Those guys are the best.
So you've got a gentleman that works there.
I always listen.
you've got a kid that works there with maybe not quite shoulder lengths, wavy blonde hair.
That's Vince.
Yeah, it's a little longer than shoulder length. That's our Vince.
All right, real so mechanic extraordinaire.
He's a brilliant real mechanic.
Right, a good kid to talk to, you know, and stuff. But I saw him on YouTube, and they were on one of the shows, and I gave him a hard time because he did the cardinal sin, and you could see it. He had the fish to color, right, and he buttoned down his drag, and he popped it.
Oh,
and it,
no.
But like I said, it you know, on video, right? It, but you surround yourself with great people, and that just makes you a great place to come and visit. So, thank you guys again.
That's true. I mean, like, and that's so true. I mean, you know, I got the world's greatest fisherman, Brandon, there, or RC,
Big Sail Dale.
Well, even last year with COVID, right? When you guys started stuff out, you know, my wife could come down there. You guys would come out. You take the stuff out of the trunk, and my notes were there, and you guys did everything I needed. And then, you know, I happened to come down one day, and your damn doors were open, right? And I was like, no way, we can come in, right? That was the best feeling in the world.
Too, yeah.
I found our signs. They were giant signs that said, open for curbside service with our phone number. And it just brought back some weird memories.
Yeah,
for sure.
I threw them
in the trash.
Things are a little different, fortunately.
Yes.
Let's hope. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, that was a good one. Appreciate it, John. Hey, Warner. Remind you, another great opportunity to find out what's biting out there, because it's time for the Catch Report with your saltwater guide. Today, sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. A complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli, Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters, and when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com for more info. And let's talk to the man, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Morning, Dave.
Dave? Good morning, Dave.
Hey, guys. Good morning, Doug, Rick, Pete. Hey, kind of a weird week. A lot of weather this week, you know. And we're going to talk about lobster because some of my clients had some phenomenal lobster fishing. So that's what we're going to focus on today's report. Because of the weird weather and all the wind and the rain and everything that happened, basically most of my clients were just hoop netting this week. And Long Beach Harbor, there was four different clients that had lobsters over 10 pounds this week. So I'm telling you, that's pretty spectacular to get
those
a 10-pound-plus lobster. Yeah,
no
unbelievable
doubt.
Up there. The biggest one that was reported on my website was 12.5 pounds caught at Island Chaffee. Pretty spectacular. You know, when that rain starts going, those lobsters start crawling up there in Long Beach. I know there was some good fishing down in San Diego also. Catalina, it was kind of weird because of the weather. There wasn't a lot of coverage over there, but I'm sure that's going to bounce right back now that we got some beautiful weather. And then I saw the Dolphin had some good bass fishing yesterday down below the harbor there. So there's still a real good chance to catch some nice fish. Brian Woolley's still catching sculpin. So there's really no reason to not go fishing except when the weather, you know, when that weather's up and it's windy and raining. It's a good time to go hooping, and then when it calms down, it's a good time to go bass fishing. And like Doug was saying in the beginning of the show, what do you think? What's the under-over on the day that we start catching bluefin on this side of the border? It's going to happen
on
pretty quick.
On this side of the border.
Correct.
So, yeah, U.S.
I'm going to say February 22nd. Wait a minute.
All right.
Okay.
There you go. The day after my birthday.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. You're going to have bluefin for your birthday. Yeah.
That sounds good.
And this week of weather looks pretty darn good this week. You know, it kind of cleaned up.
And
a little bit of rain on Wednesday. But actually, wind-wise, looks like a good week to go fishing. And, of course, fishdope.com will have all the information for you. Danny will be back. Jeff will be around. And you'll have all that information. Yeah, for sure. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no spaces. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code on fishdope.com, your source for the best information. And Dave, how do we find you?
Well, hey, Pete and Rick and Doug, I was talking to my pops last night, and he wanted to make sure that everybody stays aware of that AB 3030 because there's still a good chance that we can put the brakes on that thing. So he wants everybody, he wanted to make sure I mentioned it today.
Hi, Don.
Good call.
Keep a eye on this thing because they're not going to, here's what he told me last night, they're not going to count all the MLPs that are already in effect. This is going to go on top of those.
No.
So it'll be devastating for all of us.
Yeah, it's not good.
So keep an eye on that. And then if you guys want to see some cool videos on how to fish in Southern California, check me out at yoursaltwaterguide.com. And always make sure that you check out Fish Dope because Danny and Jeff stay right up on what's going on out there all the time. And I will meet with you guys on the radio next Sunday.
See you, Dave. Great job. Appreciate a great report. Hey, that one's sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Hooks. If you've been looking for the top hook for the top anglers, it's the Gamakatsu Nautilus. They offer the Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, and that Nautilus HD. And now with the squid around, get the Gamakatsu 4X Strong Octopus Hook. It's the that hook is the choice of the top sea bass anglers up and down the coast. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks and Octopus Hooks at selected tackle stores.
Hey, Doug, a good interesting question from Regin Camarillo here came via our Let's Talk Hookup app on the Let's Talk Hookup text side.
Nice.
And again, reminder, it's only one-way text. You can check in, but you can't check in. we can't reply to you, so we appreciate, and we appreciate, we get hundreds of texts. And if we didn't get to your text, we apologize, but we try and do the best we can to try and get to your text. So it's been a great addition. Thanks, Adam Clark, for that great idea. It's been a great addition to the show, so we try and do the best we can with this. And this is an interesting one. He says, I'm hearing rumors about price increase for Mexican biosphere wristbands. Is this true? I haven't heard that. Have you?
No, I haven't heard that. And I talked to the guys last week just to make sure that, you know, we were on the list for the next batch, and they didn't mention that, so you never know. They do it in pesos, and so if there's a fluctuation between the two currencies, it'll fluctuate, you know, a little bit if you buy it online in pesos, but I haven't heard of anything major.
And that's
major.
How the FMM fluctuates, too,
exactly.
Via pesos.
Yeah, so I don't think there's any giant, you know, devaluation or some crazy price swing or anything like that.
Our current batch of bracelets are still the same cost as they've always
which
been.
Which is how much?
$5.
$5.
$5 a day.
Right.
Easy to get. Any one person of the party can come in and get them. You can get them for days in the future. The only caveat is they do need to be marked for the day before you leave. You know, you can't just buy five blank ones. You got to know the day you're fishing. But you could come in today to buy them for fishing next Saturday.
Gotcha.
And you can buy it online. 1 year. So if you're a guy that's going to go 10 times to the Coronado Islands, I mean, you can just buy yours.
It's called a passport.
Yes.
You buy it right online on the site there. Yeah.
Yep.
It's just not as easy as a process.
No, it's not. It's not an easy process at all.
No.
Yeah. We're hoping someday maybe
it
will
be.
Yeah. But when do you need a bracelet, Doug?
Well, the biosphere basically encompasses all the islands up and down Mexico. I think there's 23 of them, something like that. And
If you fish the Coronado Islands.
So for us, basically, the Coronado Islands is what 90% of the people are buying these for, and it's roughly a two-mile line around the islands. So, you know, most of the rock cod spots and certainly the islands proper for, you know, the yellowtail spots and calicos and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, even if it's the easiest, cheapest part of the whole going to Mexico experience. And so if you're going to go offshore and you think you might stop on the way back at Pukie Point, try and top off with a yellowtail, just get them for everybody. Yeah. It's not, you know, $5.
Yeah.
And easy to get. One guy can get it, you know.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
All right. Good question. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it. Well, I got a great text for Doug. This one is a question for Doug. When fishing small to mid-sized bluefin, say 20 to less than 100 pounds, what setup do you personally use to fish the Shimano Colt Sniper, rod and reel? Also, what is your preferred rigging for a Colt Sniper in that scenario? Single hook or treble hook, leader, split ring, etc.? That's from Rich P. in San Pedro.
Yep. Well, again, you know, sometimes there's never an ideal setup, but I mean, if you're talking, you know, it's a pretty big range, 20 to 100 pounds. So I'm going to say you need, at least your weakest link needs to be at least 40 pound test. But then again, you've got to be able to throw that thing a ways. So you're talking about an 80 or 100 gram Colt Sniper. With the bluefin, yes, you probably want to put a fluorocarbon leader on there, but, you know, you can't put 200 pounds. So, you know, you might put an 80-pound little leader on there, so if they suck it down, you know, even 100 pound, that abrasion resistance doesn't get you. And I'm going to say, you know, those things are heavy. You can wing them pretty far, so you don't need to go with, like, a full 10-foot jig stick or anything, but, like, an 8-foot jig stick, you know, maybe a CalStar 800 heavy, or even an extra heavy 6480, you know, GG series, graphite glass series is a nice rod. Probably a Tranks would be a good call. You know, you don't have the two speed, but casting is kind of the key component of that type of fishing. And, you know, it's easier to backlash the two speed, and the two speeds don't cast quite as far. Probably going to, you know, so say a Tranks 500, you know, an 800 heavy or extra heavy, maybe some 80 pound Max Quattro line, 100 pound leader. And then we replace the treble hook with that. We kind of like the treble hook. We've just noticed on our sport boats and our private boats that we get a better hookup ratio, and we don't unbutton as many fish with the owner ST66 treble. Probably about a 1.0-ish. You know, it depends on the size of your jig, but somewhere in that range, that's one really good outfit.
Yeah.
And you could, you know, modify that across, you know, I mean, there's other reels, there's other rods that are similar to that, but that's just a benchmark to tell you the type of outfit you're going to fish. And I would do something with Hypalon. I mean, if you're pulling on a 100-pound tuna for an hour, you know, I'm not necessarily a fan of the cork tape for that, but and definitely something with a reel seat so that you don't have to necessarily do an aftermarket clamp. I mean, that would be my ideal setup.
All right.
Man, that was great.
Yeah,
I like it. That was really good. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more text. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take-a-ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the funnest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For all your insurance needs, Snap Insurance is your top choice, providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. Work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Get advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with Doug, talking Fisherman's Landing Tackle. If you want to get through, been a very busy morning, 213-432-1090.
All right, Rick, phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to Hills. He's calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Hills. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good.
What's
Thanks,
going on?
Doug. I was... I'm excited. My question is, I have a Speedmaster 25 and it's got 100 pound Spectre, but I have about maybe 50, 60 yards of 100 pound mono, and I want to take it off, I think. And I, is it, is, am I okay to go with 100, top it off with 130 and if, Spectre? And if I do, would I do hollow and get a loop tied in the end? Do why not? Because it's a flatball rig. I got a custom Seeker rail rod for that.
Yeah, you could do something like that. You know, the loop-to-loop connection is 100%, and being, you know, if you put 130 on the top, it's hollow, so if you want to splice a loop or tie a bimini, something to put a loop in there and do the same with your 100-pound, and then just do a three-pass cat's paw-type connection, which means, you pass one, put the two loops on top of each other and pass the... you know, the new line through it three times, and then just be real careful that you, when you cinch it down, that both both sections of line, the left one and the right one, on both the 100-pound and the 130, are pulling equally. So don't get a little pucker on one side, you know, so that you're only pulling on one of those lines. Make sure it's all, you know, perfectly cinched up in line with each other. But, yeah, that connection will work just fine. That does give you the option that once the fish gets a little closer to the boat, you can, you know, honk on it a little harder because now you've got, you know, 130 instead of 100 pounds. So I don't see a problem with that. And 25 holds a ton of line, so I don't think line capacity will be an issue at all. So, yeah.
All right. Enjoy. Hey, so thanks a lot for the call this morning, Hills. Appreciate that. A nice text from our buddy Cheer in Cardiff. You have that one, too?
One
go
I
ahead.
No, please. It just said, hey, Pete, Rick, and Doug, I would like you, Doug, would you recommend a CalStar 770 extra heavy to match up with my Talica 25? 80,
yes.
80 or 100 pound. And then he says, Pete, you know me. He said, what do you think?
Well, you go ahead first, Pete, because you know him.
What?
TAC 25, 770XH, you think that's right for a guy like
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, is there something wrong?
He's big and strong.
Okay.
No, he's big and strong. He can pull on that. And XH, would you go double XH? That would be my question.
You certainly could. Either of those are appropriate. Some people like a little more forgiveness. Some people just want it to lock up.
Yeah.
So either one of those is going to be appropriate.
He mentioned 80 or 100, and if that's the case, for sure, XH. I think the XH. The double XH is, in my opinion, it is a 130-pound rod. Doug is totally right. Some people like it for 100. TAC 25, for me, that's what I personally
fish with. What
about an H? For 80, that would be fine, but I think the TAC 25 is a little big for 80 pounds. It's just more real than you need for 80.
Yeah, no, the XH is the call, but there's always room for you know, variables depending on each guy's situation.
So TAC 25, you're going to fish 100 pound?
That's what I fish on. Yeah,
fish 100 pound.
I mean, you could
TAC 20, you could go 80 or 100.
Sure. Yeah. And I mean, that doesn't mean you can't fish 80 on your TAC 25. But in this ideal world where we all have an unlimited budget and the perfect rod and reel, 100 pound TAC 25, 770 XH.
Yep.
Come
on. You're dialed.
Yeah.
All right. There you go, Cheer. Thanks a lot for the text. Appreciate that. Bart Hall's online. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and who's your guest?
Bart.
Who?
Doug.
What's up, Bart? Haven't talked to you in like 2 days.
You know, I always, this is my favorite show when you're on. You know that I've said it 100 times, whatever. But I think I speak for other people, too. The information flows so easily and honestly and naturally. It's wonderful. But you piqued my, you got me thinking. I wasn't going to call, but you said you took your signs for curbside only and you threw them away. Well, Jay and I went out to dinner last night up here in Camarillo.
Yep.
And I'm not sure where, I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But we get up to the front door and the owner goes, "Would you like to sit inside or outside?" I went, whoa, I'd like to sit inside. So we go in. We were kind of early, and by the time we left, inside was completely packed. There were people sitting outside, but I think that's because it was overflow.
Yep.
And,
I think that was good for them.
You know,
yeah, I think people are done. They're just, they've had it. You know, the government tells them, you can have 60%. Well, why not 70? Why not 50? I mean, they're making this stuff up. So I think it's a good sign.
Yeah, we have some where I live, and I know also where Rick lives, and where, you know, you're a local, you go up to it, and, you know, go inside, and there's people sitting at tables, and, you know, I mean, we're going to play the game with the masks and the social distancing because, you know, maybe there's a little viability to that, to not spreading it, but this closing these businesses down makes no sense, and so I threw my COVID signs away. I honestly don't feel that we're going to have to do curbside service. I mean, the numbers are going down. People are getting vaccinated. So as far as I'm concerned, let's just go fishing and not worry about it.
I like that.
Love the show. I don't want to take up any more of your time.
Thanks,
all right, Bart.
Nice to hear from you.
Take care.
All right. Hey, another great text. Kurt and Mo Val. Good morning, guys. Fisherman's Landing is a bitchin' shop, and I'm glad they're not close. I'd be broke. Shout out to Brandon for all the help, bro. Thanks,
you mean
guys.
World's greatest fisherman.
World's greatest fisherman. Yeah. The Iron Bomber.
Yeah. Iron Bomber. American Steel. Yeah. I mean, take your pick.
Yeah. Let's go jump on the phone.
You got it, buddy. They're packed up. Kevin from Escondido is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, Doug.
Morning.
I do a lot of surf fishing, and I just am getting a longer rod, like a 9-foot rod, and I want to put a spinning reel on it. Just wondering your thoughts on, is there any braid that I could use for surf fishing that would be good for casting, or should I stay away from braid with a spinning reel?
No, I mean, a lot of guys use braid for everything, and they fish just fine on a spinning reel. To be honest, we'll probably get a little further cast and be able to use a little smaller reel. And I don't know exactly what your game is. I mean, if the fish you're targeting are outside the surf line, and, you know, you've got a bomb of cast, a 9-foot rod obviously is the call. And I don't know how stiff or how flexible that rod is, but, you know, usually somewhere in that 4,000, 5,000, you know, depending on which brand, size reel, and, you know, you're going to put quite a bit of stress on it, but I would say around 50-pound test might be appropriate. Again, I don't know your entire game.
Okay,
but,
let's say I'm casting, like, Lucky Crafts and stuff like that with braid.
Yeah, like the 110 size, the 130 size.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're in the shallow.
115.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you might even go down to 30-pound test in that case. There's not a lot of weight behind those things. And, you know, they...
Okay, and then, you know, Power Pro, or is there a particular brand that works better with spinning reels just because of the twist?
That, Power Pro Super Slick 8 is a good call. That's a nice line to put on a spinning reel. And again, this is not my full area of expertise, so I don't know if Gundy ever has, you know, access through, you know, Facebook or something that you might be able to ask a question, you know, a PM, something like that. But certainly, you know, the biggest thing with something like that is distance. The further you can cast it, you know, you're not going to bomb it out there 100 yards. So the further you can get that thing out there, the more water you can cover. A lot of those fish will be in tighter, but, you know, the more water you can cover, the better.
There you go. I hope that helps. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Jump back in. Talk to Harry. Harry's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Hi, Harry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi there. I'm in the process of wanting to put together a dedicated Wahoo outfit. What would you guys suggest in terms of new reel, new rod, and the line that would be put on it?
Yeah, so I'm assuming you're talking casting, jigs, and bombs, not necessarily a bait outfit. And you know, so casting, you know, you're casting heavy things, so you don't need a 9-foot rod, but you know, there's some 7 to 8 foot rods that work well. You're going to want to use either 40 or 50 pound test, and I'm more a proponent of having some monofilament in order to temper the violence of the bite. But a lot of guys will go straight Spectra as well. And so, and again, you can use a star drag or a lever drag two-speed. You don't really need a two-speed reel. So, I mean, a star drag reel like a Trinidad 20 would probably be a really good reel for that. It's high speed, which is vital for Wahoo fishing. Probably going to put some, you know, maybe some 65 or 80 pound. I'd use like 80 pound max Quattro on there. And maybe a 30 or 40 yard top shot, or even some guys will go the full 100 yards. But something where there's a little stretch there, and you're probably going to use 50 pound is what I like. And, you know, especially for the bombs, but even a jig. And and then the rod would be something like, you know, there's a one that we designed years ago called the Wahoo Special by CalStar. It's an 875H. That's a great 40, 50-pound rod that was designed specifically for Wahoo. You want a little backbone to the rod because, you know, those things, the second they hit, they're so violent and so fast, they'll try to shake the hook. And if you've got a spongy rod, you know, they can shake that hook. And you need the high-speed reel, number one, to get the jig moving so you get the bite, but also you keep winding through the bite so that they can't shake that hook out. So, you know, 7, 7.5, 8-foot rod that's capable of 40 to 50-pound test, a high-speed, I like a star drag, and, you know, 80 max Quattro, and you can go straight Spectra or up to, you know, 100-yard top shot if you want to.
All right. That's hey, great. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. God, have another great text. Wow, we are just getting flooded with texts.
Like so many good ones. They really
Doug
are.
Is,
dude.
You're
these
a
are really
popular
good.
Guy.
Yeah, these are great.
Are we going to crash the server?
Yeah.
No, they've you know, SportsGrid's done a phenomenal job. All the guys there, Mike, Andrew, the whole gang are doing
like
fantastic.
The stock market last week.
Yeah.
Crashing the server.
Yeah. 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 Stop. Yeah.
No, not. Let's hope not. So this is a question I always have too, and it's like, you know, when do you do it? When is the best time to change your top shot, beginning of the season or the day or two before your trip? And that's from Wayne in Canyon Lake. Good question.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the fresher your line, the better, and I'm assuming you're talking monofilament. Monofilament deteriorates faster than Spectra or fluorocarbon. If you're talking about a fluorocarbon, you probably don't have to worry quite as much, but, you know, if you live in a warm climate and you leave it in the garage and there's heat, that'll deteriorate monofilament. The reason I like to wait a little closer to my trip is so that I know what the conditions on the trip are so that you can best put the appropriate pound test on there and maybe even modify the length, you know, or what you're going to do with that. And I would change top shots you know, they're cheap. If it's monofilament and you're putting 50 yards on there, it's like $3 or $10. Or, you know, if you do it yourself, it's cheaper. If you bring it into a store, it's going to be a little more.
So if you leave it longer on the reel, is it going to create more memory monofilament?
If you leave it on there for a year, maybe, but, yeah. You know.
You can still stretch it out.
If you're using a good quality line, you know, we kind of like that Triple X, and it's
that Triple X.
Pretty pliable. Yeah. That's by Iser. It's the gray stuff that everybody uses now, and I don't see that as being a huge problem. You know, on a little tiny reel, you might get some coils like a bass reel, but I just think there's no reason not to change your top shot every trip if you have caught fish on the previous trip, because you don't know what might have happened to that line. And you know, like I say, if you know, buy a quarter pound spool and leave it in your garage or you know, in your house where it's not so hot. And
so what about fluorocarbon top shots, like pre-made wind on leaders? I mean, like, I always wonder, it's like, okay, I've caught like 5 big bluefin on this, I mean, and I didn't change it. I mean, is it still good, or are you better off changing it?
5 big bluefin is one thing. I mean, most people, it's possible, but you're not going to catch 5 cows normally in a short period of time. But, you know, you could. But, you know, you start with a 25-foot top shot or a wind-on leader. After every fish, I would trim, you know, inspect it. But I mean, the body of a tuna like that could mess up, you know, 5, even 10 feet of line. So I'd be trimming some off, so you're fishing with fresh line.
Okay.
It doesn't stretch much, so you're not going to kill the stretch like you would with mono. You catch 5 big bluefin on mono, it takes all the stretch out of it. You know, now you have no stretch, which is one of the reasons you use a little longer top shot.
So how often would you change your top shot? If it was fluorocarbon wind on,
I would inspect it every time after you catch a fish. Monofilament, I mean, every trip or two, if you've caught a
fluorocarbon?
The monofilament. If you've caught a fair amount of fish, the fluorocarbon,
inspect it,
will go longer. But if you have any nicks,
and so if it looks good, leave it.
If it's a lot of times when fluorocarbon gets fished out, like it'll turn milky. Like when it's stretched beyond its capacity, it'll start to lose its clarity. If it's nicked up and chafed up, it's one of those things. I know it's easy to say, you know, from the guy that's selling the fishing tackle, but if there's any doubt, just change it. Change it every time.
Yeah. Will it still catch fish? Probably, but why take the chance?
That's right? What I'm saying.
If you're catching, you know, inshore schooling, you know, 15-pound yellowtail, and you lose one, it's not the end of the world. If you're fishing for bluefin and you're going to get maybe one shot all summer at a 200-pounder, don't take the chance.
Right, because you're right. Losing a 15-pounder, you're not even going to think about it at the end of the year. But if you were really trying to push it, it's a little chafed up, but it's fine. It's 200. What could go wrong? And that rig isn't going to lose you a 100-pounder, but it might be what loses you your 350-pounder. Yeah. And that's the one you're going to be kicking yourself because, man, for $40, I could have just changed this whole thing out and been done.
Yeah, that thing's making its last circle, and they got the gaffs out, and you're just licking your chops, and then it snaps. Oh, you'll never forgive yourself.
The worst. All right, well, the phones are packed up. Let's jump right back into them and talk to Ed. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, Ed. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a couple questions. One is, I was going through some of my rods and that, and I've noticed that on my metal guides that there's a little bit of oxidation on that. And I was wondering, can I salvage that? Is there something I can use to rub on it to get it off? And have you heard anything about Day at the Docks? Are we going to have it this year?
Well, we'll answer that question first. I haven't heard the official word, although I know that they were talking about in November, the logistics of putting it together. So my hope is, I mean, there's no reason that we can't hold an outdoor event, but I haven't actually heard and I haven't seen anything yet. So it's kind of, you know, that would be like April 15th, whatever the weekend is near that.
We'll just have to wait and see.
So we'll try to get that information for you, and maybe if we can get that, you know, they can put that on the Let's Talk Hookup you know, social media and website.
And we'll keep you posted here on Let's Talk.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then as far as the oxidization, so is it turning like a dull color, or is it actually green pitting like corrosion?
No, it's not green. It's a dull color on it. And I'm just wondering, you know, in the service, we used to use a product called Neverdull. on polishing brass and stuff like that. And I was thinking, well, maybe something like that, if anything like that's available.
Yeah, I think it's more cosmetic than functional. So, I mean, if you want it to look nice and pretty again, go ahead and polish it up. But I don't think it's going to cause any issues on your line.
I've heard carnauba wax sometimes.
Yeah, carnauba-based auto wax.
Bud Edel, exactly.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Ed.
All right. Let's throw another text in there. Doug, can you talk about what a top-end spinning reel can and can't do in this era of big bluefin? That's from Kevin and Camp Pendleton.
Okay, well, I'm going to do the big can't first, and I don't mean to be negative, but it's pretty glaring for a lot of people. You cannot put your rod on the rail because the line is on the underside of the rod. With that said, something along the lines of a Twin Power or a Stella will catch a 200-pounder and have actually caught many big tuna like that around the country and around the world. And, you know, probably that 18,000 to 20,000 size is what a lot of people use. Obviously, you're going to put Spectra on there. They even make reels up to 25 and 30,000 size, which are just gargantuan.
Giants.
And probably not really necessary, but... I wouldn't probably use it for any kind of sinker fishing, flat fall fishing, because you might as well have the extra line and the ability to put the rod on the rail, but and the two-speed. And so therein lies the second thing with the spinning reels is you can't push the button. So, you know, you're fighting
no
to fish on the original gear ratio.
Yeah.
But if you're going to throw a popper... that's probably where it shines the most, and you can catch a 200-pound tuna on a higher-quality spinning reel like that.
Very good.
Great info.
Good question.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a brand-new pair of Maui Jims. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable, covered, heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, and we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing there.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It's Yamaha's The Power of Reliability sales event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $1,500 in dealer credit or 2 years of Yamaha extended warranty protection. Yamaha. Reliability starts here.
Offering March 2nd, 2021. Subject change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service contract added to Yamaha factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. All right, it's time. The big winner of the brand new Maui Jim local kind sunglasses going to Bruce in Lemon Grove. Bruce, congratulations. You are going to love your new Maui Jim.
Yes, indeed. And now I have a little tip for you. You're actually going to get a card, a gift card. And the card, that's the way Maui Jim's doing it this year for everybody that wins this year on Let's Talk Hook Up is a gift card. You can actually use that to customize them on a My Maui, too. So that's a really nice.
Oh, wow.
And, and virtually any Perry. If you don't want the local kind, you...
So this local kind we advertise has the blue Hawaii lens. I own the local kind with that new green mirror lens. Love it.
Yeah, that's nice.
Best tuna spot in glass.
So you could do
had.
That with my man.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Sure.
Cool. That's awesome.
All right. Hot hey, and Doug Kern, if we want to come down and find out what's going on in the world, stock up on our tackle before it's all gone, where do we find you?
Well, this is a great time of year for all the people that, you know, texted, called in, didn't get through, just to cruise down to the shop, maybe get a, you know, something to eat along the dock, a couple great restaurants there.
Oh, heck yeah.
And,
go down to Point Loma Seafoods
tradition, and then just ask us some questions in the shop, but... you can always call us at 619-221-8506 and on the web, saltwatertackle.com. And I think we're going to have an early season. So they said earlier,
get ready.
Bring your gear in and get it lined up and repairs done and get ready.
Now's the time.
All right. Very good, Doug. Great job there. And great job to Andrew for handling the phones and everything else. And, of course, Adam, our main man on the app, is doing a phenomenal job on our app. And thank you all out there. Great show today and great show next weekend, too. Next Saturday, Captain Brandon Hayward from Bite Sport Fishing going to be here. Brandon has a lot to say and a lot of information. For us.
That'll be a great one.
Yeah, and then next Sunday, Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.